The Ritzenthaler Farmhouse, 132 Old McHenry Road, sits behind the flagpole and the large empty lot known as Towner Green. The farmhouse was the former residence of William Umbenstock. Note the brackets on the window to the side of the house and the detailed trim on the porch post. When O'Hare Airport was created in 1947, it displaced the Chicago Golf Club, which is now known as Twin Orchards Country Club in Long Grove. Looking for a new location, the Chicago Club chose the Ritzenthaler Farm in Long Grove, which lies a short distance to the northwest of the downtown. The club offered to a local businessman, William Umbenstock, that he could have the old farmhouse on the property at no charge, provided he could move it to a new location in 30 days. He succeeded in getting it moved and made it his home. The flagpole is perhaps the most infamous one in Lake County. One of Long Grove's more notorious residents in the 1930s was Chicago gangster Terrible Terry Drugan. Drugan owned a farm outside the town of Long Grove. He erected a giant, 100-foot-tall flagpole, which was very visible a mile away on Rand Road. His lieutenants would use it to signal Terry if he were to stay away from his property to avoid the police or perhaps some unfriendly fellow mobsters. A lightning strike cut the pole in half in the early 1950s. The enterprising Mr. Umbenstock salvaged the top 40 feet and dedicated it in a 4th of July ceremony in 1954 in honor of his father and Civil War veteran, Matthias Umbenstock. As was the case with other Long Grove Civil War veterans, Matthias was not drafted but volunteered to take the place of another draftee and received the equivalent of $15,000 in today's money for doing so. Continue to our next stop, Building Number 6, which is the next structure on the main road as you head towards the crossroads. Press next stop when you arrive.